everybody, and welcome back to the Counselor's Couch. I'm your host, Calvin Williams, licensed professional counselor. Now, before we get started today, let me remind you again that nothing provided in this podcast implies a therapeutic relationship between counselor and client. It is solely for education and entertainment. I hope to empower you to become more self-aware and challenge you to create the life that you desire. Counseling can help you overcome challenges, enhance your relationships, and develop skills to lead the life you want. If you're considering therapy, then please reach out to a trained, licensed professional in your community. If you are interested in seeking counseling in the Monroe, Louisiana area, or if you live anywhere in Louisiana and you are interested in participating in teletherapy with state-approved professionals, then contact the providers at HealthPoint Center. Change starts here. Psychology and counseling services. HealthPoint is a collaboration of independent professionals who are dedicated to improving your quality of life and guiding you on a positive path toward change. That's HealthPoint Center, located at 1818 Avenue of America, Monroe, Louisiana. So call today to inquire about services, providers, or simply book an appointment at area code 318-998-2700. Well, it's that time again. So pull up a cushion, kick off your shoes, and grab a cup of coffee. Let's get started with the session. Well, this year's been off and running. I don't know about you, but I've been staying rather busy myself. Things have started off kind of slow, but it just seems like I haven't stopped over the past few weeks. One thing that helps me is that I try to add something to my life daily that moves me in a growth direction. You know, I do this by reading or listening to something that I find uplifting and encouraging. And for some reason, in the past few years, I found myself focused on personal and professional development. I mean, go figure. I was listening to a podcast myself last week, and I loved the topic. And I wanted to share that with you guys today. Transformational language. They were talking about the power of our words. Now, it caught my attention because this is something I strongly believe in. I believe that our words can impact our lives and the lives of others. And if you've ever listened to this podcast in the past, you know that I talk a lot about the importance of our words and how our words can influence our lives. And there's an abundance of support for this belief, no matter what your background. For instance, the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, as I explore the tenets of Stoicism, I find that Seneca taught his students, words should be scattered like seeds. No matter how small the seed may be, if it has once found favorable ground, it unfolds its strength, and from an insignificant thing, spreads to its greatest growth. Or one of my favorites from Epictetus, first, learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak. And a final example from the Toltec wisdom of Don Miguel Ruiz is the Four Agreements. The word is a force. It's a power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby create the events in your life. I believe and agree that there is creation in the words and language that we use. Unfortunately, many of us are not as aware as we need to be in this area, and therefore, we tend to throw our seeds around aimlessly, hoping that things will change in our lives. Sometimes we get lucky and things do change, and sometimes we cycle through the same old actions. We may not have considered the role our language plays in this process. Words impact emotions. Then the emotions we experience will consciously or unconsciously drive our actions, unless we become aware of our own language. Transformational language refers to word choices that directly target the desired changes that we're seeking to create. Now, this is somewhat different than affirmations because sometimes the affirmations we use are focused on the outcome and not the process. For example, you may use the affirmation that I am happy and stress-free. But unfortunately, your brain is creating a conflict loop of doubt saying, no, you're not. If then proceeds to take over with a list of all of our life stressors and disappointments to challenge the affirmation. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-affirmation. I ask my clients to use these all the time, but we try to sculpt a dialogue with conscious word choice to be creative and helpful. I will acknowledge the reality of a situation and attach my ability to that situation. I really appreciated the one I heard the other day. How often do we say, I am overwhelmed? Some of us more than others. And I'm pretty sure of this, but this language is so common. The speaker mentioned on the podcast that he prefers to use the language, I am in high demand, as a way of acknowledging that there are a lot of things expected of him. Of course, that's what happens when you're in high demand. The language transforms the situation into something different. Overwhelmed creates a picture of powerlessness, like being overwhelmed by a wave in the ocean. You know, the word overwhelmed means to inundate or engulf. I actually had a conversation a while back with a client that tends to describe feeling whelmed, which is different than overwhelmed. And I challenge you to look that up, because I did. These are kind of considered nautical terms. The word whelmed means to cover with water, submerge, but without being drowned or overtaken. Overwhelmed refers to being whelmed, but turned over, drowned beneath something, unable to come up for air. So if I'm whelmed, yes, I'm taking on water, but I'm still upright or afloat. I can breathe. If I'm overwhelmed, I'm taking on water, I'm flipped over, and I'm unable to breathe. Do you see the difference? Most seaworthy large vessels have holes along the deck that are designed specifically to release water should they be engulfed by a wave. It would just run off the deck. However, if my boat has overturned, my options are quite limited. I loved this because I believe we too often focus on the wave and not the ship. When our focus is on the wave, we often forget that the ship is designed for this type of voyage. It's like when we focus on the problems we're experiencing and we forget that we're problem solvers. Being consciously aware of our word choices can help empower us, or they can limit our options. When I see myself as being in high demand, I acknowledge that there's a lot that's expected of me. This is great for my growth and for my business. I am then empowered to make preparations and even establish boundaries by clarifying my values and my abilities. I take the power off of the wave and place it on the worthiness of the vessel. Of course, I'm in high demand. I have something worthy of sharing with others. Now, as I've mentioned in the past, I believe in controlling the controllables in our life. For me, this centers around our words, our thoughts, and our actions. Yes, your words. You have control of what comes out of your mouth. You have the ability to change it. But you must first become aware of how it operates in your life and what language you're choosing. Many people in the personal and professional development world acknowledge the importance of words. This is an overall consensus that we must make a conscious choice to speak in a manner that's helpful or constructive rather than harmful or destructive. Now, this doesn't mean that we have to become the grammar police. It does mean we need to take a moment to understand what our words can bring and what they mean. Now, this is not limited to our communication with others. It's an incredible impact on our relationship with self. We refer to this as self-talk. And yes, we all do it. No one is immune to the power of self-talk. Believe it or not, you're having a conversation with yourself at this exact moment. What's the tone of that conversation? Is it passive? Is it aggressive? Is it nurturing, abusive, or even disrespectful? Is it constructive or destructive? Now, I encourage my clients to practice assertive self-talk. This refers to statements that allow us to be grounded in the present moment of the here and now. For example, I am resilient is a present here and now statement, whereas this situation will make me resilient is about becoming something later in our life. I am resilient is a true statement of every human being, despite what you believe. If the human species were not resilient, we would be extinct. However, resiliency training is something we must learn while unlearning our destructive beliefs. The impact of using assertive self-talk and transformational language is powerful by grounding us in the present moment and empowering us to create the changes we desire. As we grow in our awareness of our personal stories we have created in our lives by attaching meanings to our experiences, it becomes paramount that we utilize transformational language to change our agreements with past beliefs and establish new ones. New agreements that will lead me towards the new goals in my life. It can start with the simple yet directive statement, "I disagree." I believe these are two powerful words. I don't have to say any more. I can choose to debate it or not, or I can simply disagree. Some people just like to argue. I don't engage with that. For me, it's, "I disagree with you. Would you like another cup of coffee?" Or, "I disagree. Pass the potatoes, please." It's incredibly empowering. It can be even more powerful when we apply it internally. I disagree with a negative, self-devaluing belief about myself. When we tell ourselves, "I can't do that," or my favorite is when clients come in and tell me they can't say no. I look at them with confusion because you do realize you just used the word "no" to tell me you cannot say the word "no." Really? Now, I'm not sure if they need speech therapy or psychotherapy. I just want to make sure that you're in the right place. And then I get the response, "Well, that's not what I mean." Ah, so it's the meaning you're attaching to the word "no," not your ability to say it, despite your use of language describing your inability to say no. I can't say no. I disagree. Yes, words are important. Words can solidify an existing belief or meaning that we've carried for years. They will reinforce our inability to create something new. They will limit our actions and abilities, or they can empower us to create something new. However, we must first become aware of the nature of our existing agreements. A negative thought or statement about yourself does not become a belief until we agree with it. Now, prior to the agreement, which is incredibly powerful, the statement is simply an opinion. This is what makes verbalizing the disagreement imperative. Consider how many successful figures were told they couldn't do what they wanted to do at that time, but they disagreed. They stayed the course and they overcame. Consider the Wright brothers and their accomplishment of being the first in flight. As we reflect on their journey today, we see how they completely changed the world with their actions. But stop and consider for a moment. How many people must have thought they were crazy to think that they could fly? How many people said, "It'll never be done"? The jokes and the ridicule from others. They were probably bombarded with so many negative opinions. But what did they do? They disagreed. They stood their ground, focused on what they believed and the vision. It's probably likely that after each failed attempt, they experienced frustration. Doubt probably tried to take over, but they disagreed and they stayed the course, resulting in what I believe is one of the greatest achievements of mankind, the power of flight. All because they disagreed and stayed the course. Now imagine if you practiced this technique in your life. When the self-doubt that you can make a difference, that you can change your life, that you can have a healthy relationship, a prosperous job, or whatever. Imagine if you verbalized your disagreement with the existing belief in your mind and chose a different path. What could you accomplish? Now, many people tell me, "Calvin, it's not that easy." And I agree, it's not that easy. But it is that simple. Ask yourself, what makes it so difficult? What makes changing our language a challenge? I believe it's difficult because, well, it's become a habit. It was a process left unchecked, often outside of our own awareness, a process that was repeated and repeated and repeated until it became the limiting belief that it is today. We did not fall out of the womb with this way of thinking. We learned it. We developed it. We practiced it, agreed with it, and owned it. So doesn't it seem only logical that we can learn something new, develop something new, practice something new, make a new agreement, and create a change? Yes, I agree it's difficult because it's become our first choice. However, If I start using a second choice repeatedly and long enough, doesn't that soon become my first choice? Something to consider. Well, it seems we've come to the end of our session today, and I know it was a short one, but I encourage you to take some time to reflect on what you've heard today. I know this session was short because I've been actively working on a new project that I'm excited about. I'm in the process of putting together a book of my thoughts and of some of the scripts from the podcast, and hopefully I'll be having that out there to share within the next year. It takes a while to put some of this stuff together and to write a book, but it's always been one of my dreams. And so this year, along with some of the other personal journeys and personal decisions I've made, I'm putting that one out there. So as I said, reflect on what you've heard today. Pay close attention over the next couple of days to your language, the words you choose. Listen to how others speak. How does life reflect the word choices? If words are seeds, what fruit are they growing? Now, today I want to leave you with a Stoic quote from philosopher and Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius from his writings, Meditations. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Remember, folks, life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. You're not alone. Live intentionally. Love daily and laugh often. Please subscribe and follow me on whatever format that you use to listen to podcasts. And please take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Those numbers do really matter. Give us a shout out and let us know what you think. And take a minute to share the episode with a friend or a family member. I really want to continue to get that message out there that you are not alone. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, you can email them directly to calvin@calvincwilliamslpc.com. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Williams Professional Counseling Services, LLC. You can even check out my website at www.calvincwilliamslpc.com. Or if you'd like to schedule a therapy session with me, then contact us at Health Point Center, area code 318-998-2700. I say this every time, but I really do look forward to hearing from listeners, so please feel free to submit topics of interest, comments, or questions. Keep coming back. Thanks again for stopping by. And remember, folks, there's always room for you on the counselor's couch.